to the largest sun. Everything has stemmed from these laws. And these laws only give way to what is already in our minds. It is also believed that the one who understands each of these laws to their fullest is the one who holds the key to the mastery of life, to being the master of this universe. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein. The truth is, these 12 laws of life were believed and implemented by some of our ancient philosophers and thinkers, which is why they were perpetually content and grateful for everything they received. They applied these laws to manifest everything into their lives. They understood the influence of their thoughts on bringing what they want into their lives. It would be right to say that the thoughts are not just powerful, they are the key to life. These 12 laws prove that. What to expect? When you understand, apply, and align yourself with these 12 laws of life, you will experience transformation in every area of your life. You will start creating results that are beyond what you have ever imagined. These laws do not seek to punish or reward you. They exist because they exist, just like the law of gravity. These laws are impersonal, operating automatically along the subconscious lines without your active conscious participation. Here's the big question. Are you ready to understand and put these 12 laws of life into action? If you are ready, then listen on and dive into the ocean of what these 12 laws of life are and how they have affected your life right from when you were born. From now on, you can harness the power of these laws to create a life that you love. Chapter 1. The Law of Neutrality. The law of neutrality states that all the laws of nature, whether it is 12 laws of the universe, 12 laws of karma, or the 12 laws of life, apply to all equally, with no exception. This is because the universe is not biased towards anyone. It is actually we, the humans, who have created biasness and categorization, making things complicated to understand and perceive as they are. The laws apply equally to everyone, irrespective of the caste, creed, sex, color, or even how much wealth the person has. It is like touching a hot pot. It does not matter if you feel you are a good person or a bad person. If you touch a hot pot, your hand is going to get burnt. The law of neutrality stresses the point that the laws are fair for everyone. The universe and its laws are neutral. The universe and its laws are neutral. They do not have any favorites or favors a particular class or category. Everyone is equal for these. Take the law of gravity, for instance. It always works. It works for every person and every living being. It does not matter if you are a good person or a bad person. If you jump off a building, you are going to hit the ground. It applies to everyone, no exceptions. Just like how the law of gravity is a physical law that applies to everything, these laws of life also apply to everyone. These are not to be compared to the commandment like thou shalt not kill, nor be taken as a legislative ruling such as pay taxes. This is because the commandments and the legislative rules are written where only man can read them, in books, and that they can be changed by a vote, while the laws of life are written in the fabric of the universe and cannot be broken. So what happens when you do not follow these laws? To answer this, let's consider what happens when you do not follow a legislative rule. When you do not pay your taxes at the right time, you get punished. Similarly, when you do not adhere to the laws of life, you feel incomplete, longing for more, and life seems filled with suffering. In short, you become and remain unhappy. Chapter 2. The Law of Agreement. The Law of Agreement